Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Ayin Hei Min Aleph. We're holding an Ayin Hei Min Aleph, three lines to the top, Utlasa Krai B'Truma Lamali. So ask the Gemara, why do I need three different sukkim when it comes to Truma? It says the Gemara that someone who's Tamei cannot eat Truma. It says the Gemara, Tzrichi, you need all three. If the Torah would just say Ish Ish when he's Tamei, he can't eat Truma, and it says Ad Asher Yitayer until he becomes Tar, I wouldn't know how he becomes Tar. Maybe right when he goes to the mikvah. Maybe only Harav Shemesh, maybe only have to bring the carbon, I don't know what. Therefore, Kazav Rachmanu Bo Hashemesh V'Tayer. That's telling her of Shemesh. V'Kazav Rachmanu Bo Hashemesh. I would say Delav Bar Kapara. I would say that's dafka by a person who's not a Mechusar Kippurim. He doesn't need to bring a carbon. Avol the Bar Kapara, but someone who's a Mechusar Kippurim, someone who needs to bring a carbon, Seima Adam Aisi Kapara. Maybe only after he brings the carbon, that's when he'll be allowed to eat Truma. Kazav Rachmanu Admulah. That's where the Torah says by Yoledes that as soon as her days are over, her days of her tumah are over, so she's allowed to eat Truma. She doesn't have to wait until she brings her carbon. Now, because Rachman and Malais have a mina fil b'loit tefila. Now, if the Torah were to just say this pasuk by Yoledes that she only has to wait until the days of her tumah finish, so I would say even without going to the mikvah, because of Rachman and Adesha Yitayer, that no, she has to do something. She has to go to the mikvah. Now, l'hach tana de polygali de tana de Rabbi Yishmael, da amar bezav bal shalish v'yas umtzer mochla de kasa medaber, according to the other tana who holds that the first pasuk mentioned before, the pasuk of ish ish, mizera aaron, who becomes tame, that he's not allowed to eat, kachim, ad asher yitayer, there's a tana who holds that that's talking about actual kachim, and it's not, because we're talking about a mechusar kippurim. We're talking about someone who needs to bring a carbon, a zav was three riyas, a mitzera mochla, vahai ad asher yitayer is adamaisi kapara, and the Torah is saying that as a mechusar Kippurim, he can't eat kachim. Ad asher yitayer means until he brings his kapara, until he brings his karba. So it comes down in the Torah. We also have another place where the Torah says that the mechusar kippurim cannot eat kachim, and that's by Yoledes. So trei krai b'kachim lamali. Why do I need two psukim by kachim that mechusar kippurim cannot eat kachim? Says the Gemara Tzrichi, dikas rachmana by Yoledes. Because if the Torah would just tell us v'chiper by Yoledes, I would say mishum demruba tumasa. That's dafka by Yoledes, where she has a lot of tumah. So that's why right 40 days, 80 days, depending on the boy or a girl. So that's why she can't eat kachim as a mechusar kippurim. Avo bazavi malad. Maybe a Zav could. Because of Rachmana Bezav, I would say Doli Hutzer Michlalai. I would say that's Stafka by Zav, because a Zav is Tum is very Chamer. We don't find any sort of exceptions. Abba Yaledes, where there's days of Tahara, where even if she sees Dam, she's Tar, same Aloy, maybe as a Mechusar Kippurim, she could eat Kachim, therefore it's Richa. Now there's another pasuk by Tuma that says b'mayim yuva v'tamei ad ha'erev, that if a kli touches Tuma, if a sharetz touches a kli, so then the kli is tamei until it goes to the mikvah. B'mayim yuva has to go to the mikvah, and then it's still tamei until the evening. So lamali, why do I need this pasuk? I'm Reb Zeiril Negiya. This is coming to teach us a chiddush that even when a kli touches Tuma, not a person, here we're talking about a kli, that even when a kli becomes tamei, so there's a problem to even touch truma, even negiya the truma, even touching truma as a tful yoyim, when the kli is a tful yoyim is a problem. The tiny, like we learned in the Braisa, the Tame. The pasuk says with Tame and Erev. So Yachol Akol, I might think the Kli is completely Tame for everything. Tamalaymer, the next word of the pasuk is Vitahir, that the Kli is Tar. Now Vivitar, Yachol Akol, I might think the Kli is completely Tar. Tamalaymer Vitame. Okay, Zad, how do I reconcile these two things? Kanla Maiser, Kanla Truma. It's Tar with regards to Maiser once it goes to the mikvah, even though it doesn't yet have Harav Shemesh, but it's Tame with regards to Truma. Now ask the Gemara Beibachana, maybe it's Tabasa. Says the Gemara, no, Mistabra Keichi de Chamira, Achilo de Truma, Achilo de Maiser, Hachanam Achilo de Mira negia the truma min negia the meiser. Just like when it comes to eating truma and meiser, so we're more machmer on truma. A tful yaim is allowed to eat meiser, but is not allowed to eat truma. So too when it comes to negia, a kli that's a tful yaim is allowed to touch meiser, but not touch truma. The same or different teretz is that negia the truma mihachan afka. We really have a different makar that a kli that's a tful yaim cannot touch truma, because the pasuk says v'chol kaidash leitiga, or even a person that a tful yaim cannot even touch truma. The pasuk says v'chol kaidash leitiga, which is an azhara lo aicho. It's an iser teaching me that you're not allowed to eat truma when you're tame. Maybe it's talking about an iser to touch truma. If you look at the whole pasuk, it talks about touching kodesh, and it talks about going into the base of mikdash while tame. So makish kodesh mikdash. We could compare this negiyah de kodesh to walking into the base of mikdash tame. Ma mikdash davar sheish b'letilas neshama, af kodesh davar sheish b'letilas neshama. Just like going into the base of mikdash tame is something which is chayiv kares, so too this negiyah de kodesh that the pasuk is referring to is something that's chayiv netilas neshama. Now there's no Tilas Neshama for touching Truma when you're Tame. So must be it's talking about eating Truma when you're Tame. Now why did the Torah say it B'losh Negia? V'hai Davki B'losh Negia, Hachi Kamer Negia Kachila. It's Guva coming to teach us this halacha, that just like a Tful Yom cannot eat Truma, so too we cannot touch Truma. The Mishnah said Psuadaka Vahulu that if a lady who's a Yisraelis, she married a Kayin, she's allowed to eat Truma, and then the Kayin becomes a Psuadaka, so as long as they haven't lived together, so he hasn't passed her through Bia, so she's allowed to continue eating Truma. Now Man Tana Mishtameris will be a Psuadaraisa Akla, she's still Mishtameris will be a Psuadaraisa, so who's the Tana who holds it in such a case where she's Mishtameris will be a Psuadaraisa that she's allowed to eat Truma? Amrabu Lazar be Machlaika Shanuya, it's Machlaikas, we had a Machlaikas by the case of a Kayin who marries a Grusha. Is the Grusha allowed to eat Truma? And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, our Tana is like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says that a grusha in such a case is allowed to eat truma, even though she's mishtameris to be absolut daraisa. So, to an our Mishnah, the lady is allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Yechna Amar Filu Temer Rameir Shani Yachas Shekvar Achlak. The Tana could even be Rameir who says that the grusha in such a case cannot eat truma. Over here, it's different because the lady was already eating truma beheter, and then the kain husband became a btsuadaka. So, therefore, she's allowed to continue eating truma. Whereas Rabbi Lazar wasn't satisfied with that Shekvar Achlak Yaminan because he says we don't say a svar of kvar achla. If you like to imachi, if you would say svaras of kvar achla, so then basi so shenisis l'kayin umeis baila teichal shekvar achla. So you should have any Yisraelis who marries the kayin, even after the kayin dies, she should be allowed to continue eating truma because kvar achla, she was already eating. And Rabbi Yechna will tell you back to no hasan pake kinyane hakolei pake kinyane. That case is different because her whole siba sachilas truma was because she was married to a kayin, and that siba went away once the kayin dies. But over here, the kayin's not dead; the kayin's still alive. He just became a petzudaka. So her siba a heter is still there. I'll just my what you want to say because she's mishtameris to be psul, she should become pasul. To that we say no because kvar achla, she was already eating.